Local beer lovers have long complained that Maryland isn't friendly enough to the craft brewing industry. That's why there are efforts underway in Annapolis to loosen regulations on beer producers. And as WAMU's Ali Schweitzer reports, the push might help the state compete with Virginia, which is working to lure Maryland brewers across the Potomac River.
In the middle of white-collar downtown Silver Spring, Denizen's Brewing Company is a throwback to America's manufacturing heyday. A forklift beeps as it sails past stacks of old-fashioned wooden barrels.
We have everything from tequila barrels to bourbon barrels to mezcal to white wine to rum.
Julie Verratti is an owner of Denizen's. She says the brewery ages beer in these barrels to come up with inventive new varieties, like a sour ale aged for 4.5 months in tequila barrels.
You name it. Basically, if it's had some sort of alcohol in it, we're going to age beer in it.
Craft brewing is creative that way, and Verratti says it's the kind of innovation Maryland could see more of if it loosened regulations on breweries. Maryland has some of the strictest brewing laws in the Mid-Atlantic. The state caps how much beer certain brewers can produce, how much they can sell in their tap rooms, even how late they can stay open. Verratti says all those restrictions are stifling the industry, and that's not necessarily good for Maryland.
We're creating manufacturing jobs. Isn't that what every state wants? So why isn't Maryland fighting to keep those jobs and grow those jobs?
That's why Verratti and dozens of other Maryland brewers support a slew of new bills that would relax the state's brewing regulations. A chunk of that legislation is nicknamed the six-pack, and it's backed by the Brewers Association of Maryland. The group is led by Kevin Addix.
We have a bill that would expand the amount of beer that any brewery could produce. We have a bill that would expand the amount of beer our brewers could sell.
And that's not all. The state's comptroller is pushing legislation called Reform on Tap that goes even further than the six-pack. Addix says all these bills could help generate jobs, tourism dollars, and tax revenue for Maryland. But they're facing opposition from Maryland's alcohol distributors and retailers. They contend that letting breweries sell and distribute more of their own beer threatens their businesses, and they're lobbying hard for their interests in the General Assembly. But while that fight plays out in Annapolis, Addix says the state's craft beer industry is losing ground to other Mid-Atlantic states.
Every year, there are new regional and national brands that are coming out of these states' industries, and we're not seeing that in Maryland.
That concerns Maryland economic officials, who say Virginia is an especially fierce competitor. Virginia's craft beer industry has exploded the last 6 years thanks to recent brewer-friendly legislation as well as economic incentives. And Maryland officials say now Virginia is coming for Maryland brewers. Len Foxwell works for Maryland Comptroller Peter Franco. Foxwell says when Franco attended the National Craft Brewers Conference in D.C. last year, the place was crawling with Virginia officials trying to coax Maryland brewers across state lines.
They were openly courting Maryland brewers with financial incentives, educating our brewers on the more competitive, business-friendly laws they have in the Commonwealth.
Cassidy Rasnick says that's the way the game is played. She works on commerce and trade for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, and she says Maryland lawmakers need to wake up and smell the hops.
Some of the even biggest breweries in Maryland are really not too far from moving their brewery maybe 10, 15 miles and being in a state that is welcoming to them and isn't going to have a regulatory structure that is really kind of controlling the growth of their business.
Julie Verratti, who's also the running mate of gubernatorial candidate Alec Ross, visited Annapolis to testify in favor of reform on tap. The brewer says Maryland should support small businesses as enthusiastically as it supports big businesses. That includes Amazon, which Governor Larry Hogan is trying to woo with a $5 billion incentive package.
There's a lot of these big, massive Fortune 500 companies that the state will do backflips to try to get them in or get them to stay. And then they're hurting the local homegrown Maryland businesses.
Verratti says Maryland craft breweries are eager to expand and create more jobs for locals. Maryland just needs to open the taps and let the beer flow. For WAMU, I'm Ali Schweitzer.